Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Now, here's something that I think I'm going to learn a lot from. For those who have ever thought that they were too old or too unfit, that's me, to compete in a triathlon, from couch potato to endurance athlete is the name of a book, and I'm told it's going to prove that it's never too late to compete. The author of that is Hilary J.M. Topper, who joins me on the phone. Oh, no, she joins me by Zoom, and I can see her as well. Hilary, it's great to see you and great to talk to you. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to talk to you too.
So, couch potato to super duper athlete. I suppose you could do it in what, 2 weeks?
Well, I would say a little bit longer than that.
Three. It's my final offer. You know, when you're in a situation where you know that you've got to lose a bit of weight, you know that you've got to get fit, you know time is running out, but it's just, how do you start? Where do you start?
It is so hard to start. And what I did was I thought maybe if I join a gym, that would help me start, right? So I join a gym and I meet with our personal trainer, and the personal trainer says to me, go warm up on the treadmill. So I go downstairs to the treadmills and I'm looking at this thing, and I had never been in a gym before. So this was like, what? What am I supposed to do with this?
And?
So I actually had to ask the person who was running next to me, and she's running real fast. I'm like, excuse me, could you just stop for a minute and help me? And that was that. And once I started doing the treadmill, it was just, you know, I just kept doing it and getting on there, even though I didn't want to. I mean, I never wake up and think, oh, yay, today's the day that I'm going to work out. You know, I kind of have to force myself. And then once I do, it's like, I feel so good. It's like those endorphins just work and they make me feel so good.
Okay, let's start with your story. Where were you at this point in your life, and what possessed you to join a gym?
So I was working like a maniac. I had my own PR firm and I had about 25 people working for me. And I was just working all the time, going to business lunches, going to, you know, business, you know, breakfast, dinner, cocktail parties. And the more cocktail parties I was going to, the blimpier I was getting. I felt like I was just focusing on everybody but myself. I was, you know, trying to get money in for the business so I could pay the staff. I was trying to make money for the kid, you know, for my family. And it was just like that. And I was just working all the time and I never had a break. And then one day I was 48 years old and I was like, you know what? I need a change. I need to change my life. I need to do something. And I don't want to be an old person and be really overweight and not be healthy. So that's really what inspired me. And that was my motivation. I was almost 50. It's like, oh my God, 50's coming around the corner. And now I got to do something.
And can I ask you, because I think it's a relevant question, your children, what ages were they at this point?
So they were really young. Not that young, young enough that they were still, one was in high school and the other one just started middle school. So they were like around.
Okay. They were teenagers, young teenagers. Yeah. Because you see, that is part of a vicious circle, if you don't mind me saying. I've been there. We've all been there with children, because that takes up so much of your time. And I remember sitting with the doctor only about maybe a year ago, And she was telling me that, you know, you need to lose 2 or 3 pounds to be a little bit healthier. There wasn't really 2 or 3 pounds, but anyway. And I just said to her, I said, look, it's not that it's impossible, but it's a full-time job for me to lose a few pounds in weight. And I explained to her how the last time I lost weight, how I did it. And I said, I can't keep doing that. I'm self-employed. I've got things to do. I've got all of this going on. And so life kind of pushes you in that direction, doesn't it?
Yeah, it totally does.
So you're at that point. What changes do you have to make to your day then to... Right, because you've got to be the mom, you've got to be the daughter, you've got to be the boss, you've got to be the cocktail party person. Where do you start with those changes?
So you got to start getting up really early in the morning. That's the difference. That's the difference. It makes a big difference. I never thought I was a morning person before. Never. And once I started to do this and I started to get into it, I mean, it took a few years. You know, at first I was just running and, you know, it was not, I wasn't really on a schedule. But as I became a triathlete, I realized that I've got to try to set myself up for success. And the only way I could do that is by waking up super early, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and getting out there and doing it. And then, you know, I put all my clothes out and I'm ready to go and the coffee's brewing and I'm literally out the door. You know, I get up, I put on my gear and I'm out.
Okay, so what did you do? You started, as you said, at the gym, but then you obviously decided you want to do something else. So when did you start setting goals for yourself and how did you start to achieve them?
Yeah, good question. So what happened was I met a woman from one of these women groups, you know, like a PTA. They have different groups here. And I met this woman and she was a marathon runner. And she said to me, you know, let's start running together. And at first I was really intimidated. Here is a marathon runner wants to run with me. I don't even run, like I can't even run a block, you know? And eventually we started running together. And she said to me, let's set a goal of doing a half marathon. And I said, well, wait a second. I haven't even done a 5K or a 10K yet. So we got those in, we set a goal for a half marathon. And then we started doing these half marathons around the country. And she said to me during the Brooklyn half marathon, I don't want to do these anymore. It's just way too much. So, and it was funny because that Brooklyn half was a great one for both of us. We both PR'd it. It was really great. And I said to her, I had just been to Sanibel, Florida, and they were telling me about this Captiva try and that I should really try it out. You know, if I'm a runner, I would love triathlons. So I said to her, let's sign up for a triathlon. Now, I didn't realize at that point that it was a swim, bike, and run. I really didn't even know what I was getting myself into. And here I thought I was a swimmer, but I really wasn't a swimmer. I was a doggy paddler. So I had to learn everything. I had to look. Now I'm 53 years old. I have to now learn how to swim, how to run, you know, because I was doing the run walk, but still, you know, mm-hmm. and had to shift gears on a bike because I grew up in a town called Long Beach, Long Island in New York, and it's flat here. There's no hills. You don't need gears. So everything was new to me and it was like thrown at me. And I now have to hire a coach and I have to get into this whole regimen. And I do my first triathlon and I do it with my friend. And it was amazing. And I was hooked. I was absolutely hooked.
Where do you go from there? What do you do then?
So then I started doing, you know, that was a sprint. And then I started doing Olympics. And, you know, I started doing other endurance races. Like last year, I recruited my son, even though he doesn't really kayak. I said to him, you know, there's this swim I really want to do. It's on Long Island. It's from Fire Island to Bayshore, which is a 5.5-mile swim. And I said, and it's in, you know, it's in choppy water. It's not like it's, you know, like a lake or anything. Okay. It's pretty choppy. And I recruited my son, and my son said to me, sure, I know how to kayak, but I didn't realize that he really needed to know how to kayak the right way. You know, he had only kayaked in a pond or something that didn't have a current. Mm. We get out there, okay, and the current takes my son all the way off course, and I'm swimming, following him. Okay. Now we're like 7 miles out instead of 5.5 miles out.
Man.
The volunteers had to come get us and bring us back. I mean, they didn't like bring us back. They just showed us the way. So we followed them, and it took me 4 hours of nonstop swimming to do 7 miles. What, my poor son, he was like, his arms were killing him.
I bet they were. What were your children's thoughts to the new mom?
My son always says I went from 0 to 100. So, I mean, the two of them were so incredibly supportive, and I've done a bunch of races with them, and it's just been so amazing, you know. I definitely have inspired them to have fitness as part of their lives. So I'm really grateful to that.
Hmm. Now, talk to me about your diet and about things that you had to change in your diet. Did you have to give up alcohol? Did you just reduce things? What did you do?
Yeah, I mean, during training, if I'm training for an event, I limit my alcohol. Although I do have a glass of wine from time to time, It is what it is. I enjoy it, so I don't want to give it up altogether. But yes, I did limit it. I wasn't drinking as much as I was drinking. I was drinking much more. So when I went to those cocktail parties, I just had water instead of,
A
Cosmo.
Well, it meant you could drive home as well, didn't it?
Yeah, well, that too.
And your diet, talk to me about that. What did you put into or take out of your diet?
So what I started doing was I started to really add more protein to my diet, you know, and really focus on eating the right way and not eating those Oreo cookies that I love to snack on in the middle of the night or that type of thing. I really tried to stay away from that and really focus on what I was eating, you know, and having protein shakes and things like that that had more protein in it.
We hear stories about people in their 70s and 80s, early 80s, completing triathlons and marathons and half marathons. Do you want to be that lady?
I so do want to be that lady. I admire those people so much, and I pray that I can continue to do this into my 70s. I mean, right now I'm 60. I just turned 60 this past year, and I'm hoping that, let me tell you, the 60-year-old group is real kick butt. Like, they are amazing.
Right.
They are really competitive. So I have to wait for a while before I could maybe podium.
Are you sorry you didn't do this earlier in life?
Absolutely. I mean, when I was younger, I used to think gym was a joke, and I really cut as much as possible. I did not attend gym classes. I just thought it was a waste of time. What is it going to do for me? It's not going to do anything for me. It's not going to help me with my career. And then, you know, but now I realize, yes, it does help you with your career. And yes, it does help you with your life. And yes, it does help you take control of who you are and what you do and, you know, how you're going to, you know, proceed in life.
The changes that you've made and the person that you have become, has that, I asked about your children's thoughts, but has it altered who you are as a person? Have you become a nicer person, a less nice person? Have you, are you different, like, through and through?
I am totally different. I feel like, for me, it just really made me a better person. Like, I feel like I'm better because I'm taking care of myself. And that's important. Like, I never really thought about taking care of myself before. It was just everybody else, you know, and now I've taken that time out for me. And I think that's really important. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I got meaner or nicer. I think I'm generally a nice person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wrote this book because I really want to help people. I want to help them get out of their wheelhouse and do something that's totally different than what they ever thought they would do. So
can we all do it?
Anybody can do it. If I could do it, anybody could do it. And it doesn't matter if you come in last or first or in the middle of the pack. What matters is you're out there and you're doing it. And it's just amazingly fun.
There's nothing more to be said, really, is there? It's all there. The name of the book is From Couch Potato to Endurance Athlete, Hilary J.M. Topper. I'm from Ireland, Hilary, and we have a great expression at home. When somebody is a good person or they've done something good, you say, you're a topper. Fair play to you. You're a topper. So topper is a topper. Right. Anybody that wants to get their hands on the book, it's available on our website on tre.radio. So our listeners can go there. We have a virtual bookstore. So it's there. It's available for them. And I would suggest that they run, not walk, but run. And that'll be the start of the whole transition period. All right, listen, Hilary, it's been lovely talking to you. I wish you continued success, and I look forward to seeing you as an 80-something-year-old crossing the line, maybe in the New York Marathon or the Boston Marathon or something at some point. All right?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Not at all.